Welcome to Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where God has called and gathered us here this day to receive his gifts through his word and his sacrament. The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from Exodus chapter 40. In the first month in the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was erected. Moses erected the tabernacle. He laid its bases and set up its frames and put in its poles and raised up its pillars. And he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent over it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He took the testimony and put it into the ark, and put the poles on the ark, and set the mercy seat above on the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil of the screen and screened the ark of the testimony, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled on it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Titus chapter 3. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me,' because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning. Don't miss the echoes of Genesis that John is using there. In the beginning, I don't know about you, but I usually think of it as being dark. I usually think of the beginning before creation as being just this kind of void, almost like space, but maybe without any stars or something like that. But that's not how it was. In the beginning, there was God. God existed in the beginning. In fact, he was the only thing, the only person that existed in the beginning. And here in John, we hear also that there was the Word. In fact, we hear that God and the Word are the same thing, but we also learn that he was a he. And what I mean when I say that is that he was a person, which means that there was at least two people in the beginning, that God is at least two people, and of course we know from, in fact, Genesis, a good place to start, that the Spirit was there as well. But then, God spoke. And then, there were things other than God. When God spoke, he created things from nothing. But all of these things that were made, all of the world that we live in around us, even we ourselves, everything that was made through the Word. Was made through the speaking of God, and was made through, in fact, the second person of the Trinity. The Word was life. He was life. Even in the very beginning, Jesus, the Son of God, is the source of our life, of all life. And that person, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, was the light of men. He is the one who shone in the darkness, and the darkness lost. He is the one who brings the truth to us. This is, of course, true for all creation, but recognize that it's also true for you. That your life came to you through the Word, through Jesus. The Word gave you life in your mother's womb. God spoke and you came into being. The Word washed you clean in your baptism. God spoke and you became alive again. You were regenerated. You were washed clean. And he claimed you as his children. Not even the darkness of your sin could overcome the light of life that the Word spoke for you. And it can't overcome it. The darkness cannot overcome the light. This is what God desires for all people. He wants all people to be saved, and that is the goal that he is working toward. And therefore, because of that, he sent a man named John. He sent a witness to bear witness about the light, to give a witness testimony about the truth of who was coming after him. In order that all might believe through him, that is through the one coming after him, that is through the Word who is Jesus. John himself was not the light. He was here to bear witness about the light, as he makes clear over and over again in his ministry. For the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming. At the time that John was preaching, the light was already in the world. Jesus was already in the world. John was probably about 6-ish months older than Jesus. And yet, even though Jesus was there, the world did not know him. Even though Jesus came to his own people, they did not receive him. They rejected him. To those who did receive him, though, that is to say, those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children of God, not who were born of blood. We are not blood-related to God. Children of God who were not born of the will of the flesh nor of the will of man. Despite what everybody seems to think, that's not the way it works. A person only has a child if God chooses to give them a child. We were all, in fact, born of God. We are all who are brought to baptism born of the Word of God. A God who's seeing our plight, who, knowing that we were dwelling in deep darkness, in the death of our sin, did not choose to abandon us to that fate, but instead came and dwelt among us. Came to become our light and our life. Came and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And sometimes when we think of that glory, I think we sort of think like the Old Testament reading. The cloud coming down on the tabernacle during the day. The fires in the tabernacle at night, leading the people of Israel throughout the wilderness. And make no mistake, that was part of the glory of God. But the true glory of God is seen most clearly on the cross. You want to know how glorious our God is? A God who is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, chose to come down and limit himself, chose to fit himself into a human being, chose to become a human being, all for the singular purpose that he could die. A God who would never experience death otherwise chose to die and take upon himself the full wrath of the sin of all mankind for you. That is the glory of our God. The glory of our God who is full of grace and truth, who did not think of his power and his position, who did not think of himself, but instead chose to give himself up for you. A God who cares about you and who is willing to do what needs to be done for you. That's who John was talking about. From the fullness of this God, from the Word who is made flesh, we have received grace upon grace. Christ, when he died on the cross, earned enough forgiveness for all humanity. God wants to forgive. The law came through Moses, which tells us the truth that we need to be forgiven, which tells us the truth that we are, in fact, darkness inside because of our original sin. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, who comes to live in our life, who comes to live inside of us and shine light into the darkness of our sin, who comes to forgive our sin. No one has seen God except the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. If you want to know what the Father is like, if you want to know what kind of a person God is, look to the Son. Look to the Word who has come to you. Look to light and life that he has given you. The darkness of your sin and your shame and your guilt cannot stand. Your evil, your mistakes, your fears, your worries cannot overcome the light who is shining on you. You are a child of God. You have been bought and paid for. You have been washed clean. The Word has spoken, and you are his. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.